While I was there with him, he wanted me to see what exists there for us after we leave this earth. And this is where my experience actually expands and goes on to, I went on to learn that each one of us came to earth by choice, our own choosing, that we actually chose our parents and our life situations that we would experience. And we did this so that we would have the spiritual growth that was necessary for us as individuals.
Do you believe in reincarnation?
Yes, I believe in reincarnation, but not as we have come to know it here on Earth. And I always believed in reincarnation because that was the only thing that made sense to me before the experience. But during the experience, I actually asked about reincarnation, and I was told that reincarnation upon this earth, going through repeated lives, would not be necessary for the majority of the people, that there are other worlds that God created, and that our continued education would be best served in those places instead of here.
Interesting. So you do believe also then in extraterrestrial life?
Yes, I do.
Okay, we'll get into that throughout tonight. Okay, so it sounds like there was a method for you. There was a reasoning for why they wanted you, why he wanted you to be there. At this point, did you think you were coming back to your physical body at all?
Oh, not at all. No, I was just in heaven, so to speak.
Literally, right?
Literally, and it was wonderful, and they showed me around, and I was able to travel from world to world even, and I know that sounds incredible, but I did it nonetheless, and was able to witness life in other worlds.
Now, you're talking about witnessing physical life or spiritual life elsewhere?
Well, they seem to be both. And I knew that our Earth, the world that we live in now, right here, that it is just one level of growth, but there are many levels, many universes, for instance, here just recently, I saw on the news that a new galaxy was formed.
Yes.
And I was taken to many galaxies that were old and some new and some that were yet to be created. It was mind-boggling.
I mean, what are some of the things you experienced? I mean, tell me about, I guess what I'm really excited about, too, is to tell me about the advanced civilizations that they showed you.
Well, there are many of the worlds I was taken to. Of course, most of that was taken from my memory. They said that it was just too much for me to recall.
Sure.
And to bring back. And so I really cannot describe too much of that to you, except for that one exciting point when I was traveling from one universe to another. I heard a tone in the universe. The tone was actually a big B flat that I identified, and here recently it has been identified that that tone does exist out there. But unfortunate for our world, the tone in which governs our world is not a very healthy tone. Tones send out vibrations of energy. Often the tone is healing energy, mm-hmm. Sometimes it is not. And the tone now that we are experiencing is not one of health.
Does it change?
It does change, yes, by the vibration, from the vibration of the earth. And as the people here change, so do the tones.
Okay, but so you don't have any recollection of what some of these other places look like?
No, I don't. I wish I did.
How about how advanced they are? I mean, how many years are we talking about ahead of us or behind us? Millions of years in either direction?
Yes, I would guess that. Yes, absolutely, that would be the case.
So some of them must be way
advanced. Some of them
are
very advanced. Some of them are not.
Yeah.
And it just depends upon, again, the level that that people have grown to apply their spirituality, not just what they've learned. Nothing here that we actually are learning here on Earth is new. So you can learn everything that you want or can about technology. But once you're out of this physical, you realize that everything that we have here has been received through inspiration and has already been created and developed in the spirit world.
Did you come away from this experience, Betty, feeling as if there's more life in this universe, or we're the only ones here, and of course there are other universes?
No, I came away that knowing that we are just one grain of sand on the beach, and that's about it.
And it's everywhere.
And it's everywhere, and that to think outside of the box is where we all want to be, because there is, to say that there absolutely is not this or that or the other, it's just amazing when you are not here attached to this realm and you experience so much more. Coming back here is a nightmare, as a matter of fact. It was a horrible experience. I did not want to come back.
Well, what made you come back, or why did they send you back? After this experience, they showed you all these things. And did you ever get the message on how this was created? I mean, that's an answer I've been looking for all my life. How it began, how this spiritual world started.
The greater picture, no, I didn't, at least I don't recall if it was ever told to me, but I actually did witness the creation of the earth. It was shown to me in that they can take you back in time, pre-earth time, when we were all in this other realm, and before the earth was created, and that we volunteered, those of us who are here now, and those before us, and those after us, all volunteered to be participants in this particular world.